6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Friday, March 18th, 2022. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Lots happening in the world today. David Icke will be joining us here shortly, we hope. Trying to get a connection from across the pond to get opened up for him to get in here to the show. Because that's where he's coming from. He's just a wealth of knowledge on certain things. We want to let you know in the meantime about the, and Eddie in Kansas just called before the break, telling us that they're reporting on the news that people in Kansas, our Congress there, legislature is trying to make it illegal for pharmacies to dispense ivermectin. Kansas, it's craziness. It really surprises me that the breadbasket of the United States of America would do such a thing. But this is typical if you're part of the bigger picture of Agenda 2030 that is trying to eliminate as many of its population as possible. Do they really want a food shortage? Don't the elitists know that if there's no food, they're starving too? What is wrong with these people? This is a real problem. Eddie, we appreciate you calling and letting us know what's going on and what your legislature is trying to do. You people need to be on the phone calling your congressmen and senators in Kansas and yelling at them and saying, look, you know, we're going to organize a political action committee, and we hope you're not running again, because every time you come home for a town hall meeting, we're going to be there, and you're going to answer for what you just did. You're trying to murder us. And see, if you want to call them murderers, I mean, far be it from me to stop you. Here's the thing, and I want to allay everybody's fears. MyGoToDoc.com is your go-to source for these meds. They're going to find you a pharmacy that will dispense this. Kansas pharmacies are just going to be SOL. You know what that acronym means. You know, people are calling us asking where they can find a doctor online they can trust. That's why we have Dr. Syed Haider on the show. MyGoToDoc.com was set up by him, and he's even offered to treat sick Power Hour listeners if you tell him, hey, I think I'm coming down with a bad one, and can you treat me? He won't do this for everybody else, but if you tell him you're a Power Hour listener, he has said on this show live that he will treat you, okay? He's a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people, zero deaths. I mean, those are great odds. And other sites where you have to pay for information, you can register there for free and ask questions forever, and he will stock your medicine cabinet in advance from independent pharmacies that charge less than anybody else does. I hate being gouged. I have been gouged. I don't like it. Dr. Syed Haider and his team at MyGoToDoc.com have figured out a way to fix that. So instead of paying $10 a pill for 3 milligram doses of ivermectin, you can pay $1.40 a pill for 18 milligrams of ivermectin. You need it if you're going to treat it. And I'm talking about COVID here. Even if it's long COVID, that can be debilitating. This large-scale study from the VA we've told you about, 150,000 vets, showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year after, up to 72% more likely than those who weren't infected. So this is one of the reasons why we have MyGoToDoc.com, and we believe in it, and there's a link right on our website, or you can go to MyGoToDoc.com, your go-to source for COVID-19, or phone them at 281-219-7367. Better to be safe than sorry, and be prepared than not. And while you're shopping at the Power Mall, by the way, we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals, Good Health Naturally, Global Healing. We got the BOGOs on Power Silver, 1 ounce, Nano Silver, and Tranquil. We got 10% off our intro price on Nuke Protect from North American Urban Spice. And since it's Cash Friday, you get 10% off on your purchase by using the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. Sharon Kuhn, Annie Schultz, you're our latest Level 3 supporters. We appreciate you. I know everybody likes hearing their name on the radio. And, hey, don't be afraid to call us up and tell us why you subscribe, because we value you, the fact you listen, the fact you are like me, you are looking for the truth. You want to know what's going on. You want people to level with you rather than sit there and tell you little white lies and pat you on the back and placate you and make you feel like, oh, it's going to be all better. Don't worry. And if you're listening to us on shortwave frequency, 13.845 megahertz, please let us know. Support at thepowerhour.com. how things are faring on that frequency. We're on 7.490 already. So this is a good thing because you have access to shortwave radio. And if you see the buymeacoffee.com pop up on your thepowerhour.com, when you open up that page, click on the banner and look and see what all is there as far as becoming a level one, two, or three team supporter. We appreciate you. And it allows us to bring people on the show, heavy hitters like David Icke, who is with us now on the phone. He has a new book out, The Answer by David Icke, brand new life-changing book. How are you, David?
Hello, mate. Yeah. Sorry I wasn't actually here on the hour, but you've changed your time, apparently.
Well, yes, of course. We do that in the United States. We're fairly anal when it comes to daylight savings time around here, which is why the Congress now
wants to. But anyway, I'm here now. Yeah, I've got another book out since The Answer. It's called Perceptions of a Renegade Mind, which looks at, in many other, along with many other things, it looks at the way the psyche is used to control the world, basically.
Well, you have this new video out, too, called Get Off Your Ass and Peacefully Resist Trudeau's Implementation of Martial Law. I mean, it could be coming to America if we're not careful.
Oh, I think it's planned for everywhere. That's the point. I think that one of the things that the elite, what I call the global cult, would not have been too happy about with Trudeau is he went a bit too early, especially with his, you know, imposing the financial fascism upon the truckers and the supporters, because that's what they plan. But it's alerted people a little bit too early, I think, than they wanted to where this is planned to go. It's planned to go like Canada, everywhere. It's just a case of when they think they can get away with it.
No doubt. Well, and the thing is about all of what you're talking about as far as geopolitical affairs, we have a Congress basically now that's trying to drag us into the middle of what is perceived to be a world war. What's your take on that?
Well, I've been writing for some considerable time, it must be decades now, that part of this plan for total global transformation, which is we're seeing unfolding by the minute now, is to create an alliance between Russia and China, with other countries thrown in, like Iran, for instance, and to pitch them against the West, both economically and militarily. And what we've seen with the situation with Russia and all the sanctions is that that alliance is now becoming more and more cemented. It wasn't a surprise to me. In fact, I was expecting it when China was the one major country that supported Russia, because obviously Russia and Putin were not going to go into Ukraine unless China were watching their back. Obviously, they knew these sanctions were going to come as a result, but they've got a massive country with a massive population looking after them, basically, in terms of markets for their oil, for their energy, and you know, we're now beginning to see. Well, you know, a lot of us saw it a long time ago, but now more and more people are beginning to see what this human-caused global warming hoax was all about. And why, as I pointed out in many previous books, this green movement, as they call it, has been targeting the West for transformation of its energy supply to supplies that simply aren't sustainable, while not saying a word, or basically hardly a word, about China, which, if you believe, I don't, and many experts don't, for a second, that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. It's the last thing it is. It's the gas of life. But if you take that to be true, which is what the Greens are saying, with their Green New Deals and all the nonsense that goes with it, then you've got China as the biggest producer of it. But they're left alone. So this has been, and you can break this down in so many other areas, this has been a systematic dismantling of Western energy supply, the artificial, massive, skyrocketing inflation of the cost of energy and the cost of fuel. And in so many other ways, we're watching the dismantling of Western society. This is how the situation with fuel connects into the southern border being wide open. It's literally dismantling Western society, same in Europe. While China and Russia are in this alliance with the energy that they need at a cost that they can afford, the West is in the opposite situation. And so when you've got someone like Biden, not that he's making any decisions, of course, we all know that, but officially he is, who comes to office with America self-sufficient in fuel, in oil, in energy, and then within a year, it's dependent on overseas sources it doesn't control, including Russia. And his response when this conflict broke out, this invasion, was to say we're banning Russian oil. So what that's going to do? That's going to increase the cost. It's going to create more of the same problems that people are facing already. Why? And this is the thing to the for people to grasp, and more and more people are. It's that those that are controlling the American government, ultimately, what I call the global cult, are also controlling the Chinese government. And thus, decisions are being made by successive American administrations that benefit China. So if you look at what I was saying earlier about this Russian-Chinese alliance against the West, look what's been happening in the preliminary years and decades. Not only have they created this situation through the cult-owned green movement of what's happening with energy, but the corporations and governments have allowed this, the American government have allowed production to be moved out of the United States and very largely out of the West, with all the loss of employment and jobs and income, to China and the Far Eastern countries that are controlled by China. So now not only have you got this energy situation with Russia and China as opposed to the situation in the West, but you've got China controlling much of the supply chain. And if you break up the supply chain, and for me, this is what's going on now with this COVID thing in China. It's an excuse to shut down and further disrupt the supply chain out of China. Then the prices are going to go up again through the basic law of supply and demand. So if you put it all together, this is a war on the West. It seems to be a Russian invasion of Ukraine, and on one level that's obviously happening, but it's much bigger. It's a war on Western society.
No doubt. Well, this is the geopolitical aspect of what's going on right now. Our phone number is 844-769-2944. If you have a question for our guest, David Icke, this is he's one of the regulars on our show, folks, and he is constantly monitoring the geopolitical and the corona and the crackdown on civil liberties all across the world. This whole thing on Ukraine was all about overreach by NATO, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I've again said in the books and in videos over many, many, many years that NATO was poking Putin in the chest. And now he's bitten. They've been moving more and more armaments to the Russian border. They've been absorbing more and more of the former Soviet Union countries around the Russian border. And you know, it tells you really what the background really is. When you have Stoltenberg at NATO now coming out and saying, well, you know, Ukraine, there's no way it's imminent that they're going to join NATO. And you've got Zelensky, who's just a puppet of the United States and a puppet of the oligarchs that control him in Ukraine. And he's saying, well, you know, maybe, you know, we'll have to agree and to be neutral like Sweden, and we won't join NATO. Well, why couldn't this have been said weeks and weeks ago to stop this actually happening in the first place? Why couldn't it be? Because they want it. They want it, and you know, it's what level are we looking at? You can see the invasion of Ukraine on the level of Putin sending Russian troops in, and the Ukrainian government seeking to defend itself. You can see it on that level. But on another level, way above those people, it's pushing Russia into this alliance with China, which is the big global geopolitical game that's going on with current events. And so you have this situation where if you take sides, you're falling into the trap because, you know, this cult, global cult, will control Russia, ultimately, but it also controls America. It controls Ukraine, it controls Britain, it controls the countries of Europe. So this is, on one level, like I say, you're seeing one country invading another, but on another level, you're seeing one puppet of this global network invading another one. It's all at that level. It's theater. It's not theater for the people of Ukraine and what they're suffering, of course. But from the cult point of view, it's just more theater. And I, you know, I would take people seriously when they are targeting Russians and anything Russian at the moment. If they were targeting anything that was American and British during the invasion of Iraq based on a lie, and the invasion of Libya, which has created a catastrophe in that country. You know, and again, it's this same cult that operates above and through countries and through governments that was behind Iraq, was behind Libya, and is behind, ultimately, the invasion of Ukraine. It's a real big mistake, I would suggest, if we get pulled into seeing this as one side against another. That what we can do, of course, is having, you know, tremendous concern about what's happening to the people of Ukraine. On that level, of course, that's the human level. But that's the empathetic level. But in terms of the geopolitical level, it's all the same side fighting itself.
Right. Now, what is the situation over there where you are regarding the investigation by the London Metropolitan Police Department on the apparent or alleged poisoning of all these senior citizens?
Well, the poisoning of, you're talking about midazolam.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, we should also talk about remdesivir in the United States, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a video which is on the website, my davidicke.com now, in which I've just pointed out that, you know, we're in the month that marks 2 years to the first lockdown in the United States and in Britain and many other countries. And we should not let this horrible situation in Ukraine let us forget and lose sight of how the world has been transformed in these 2 years and the absolute catastrophe, human catastrophe that's unfolded as a result of it. Because, you know, what we've been looking at over 2 years, and it's still going on, is mass murder. This is mass murder by the state, multiple states around the world. So if you look at midazolam, they had a deadly virus that wasn't deadly, as they claimed it was, but they had to make it look like it. So what they did in Britain through a health secretary called Matt Hancock in the spring of 2020, is he ordered vast amounts, ludicrous amounts, of an end-of-life drug, sedative drug, used in conjunction often with morphine, called midazolam. And this is used by some American states in the execution process. And he then oversaw the unprecedented, this is all in the data's there, this is not supposition, the unprecedented use of midazolam, not just on old people in vast numbers, thousands and thousands in care homes, but also on the handicapped and the people with learning difficulties. And at the same time this was being administered, they were throwing around do not resuscitate orders like confetti in all directions in these care homes and these other institutions, so that if someone needed resuscitation, they weren't going to get it. And at that same time, too, because of, quote, COVID, they banned loved ones from visiting hospitals and care homes. So no one was watching their back. No one. And they died in thousands and thousands and thousands of, in terms of numbers. And what the British government called that was the first wave of COVID. It was not. It was the first wave of midazolam. And as a result, people started to get terrified that this COVID was so deadly, and they meekly went under house arrest called lockdown. While in America, this mass murderer, my God, the number of people this guy has murdered, and by murder I mean knowingly knew what the outcome was going to be, Anthony Fauci, he imposed this drug remdesivir upon hospitals for treatment of, quote, COVID. In other words, you test positive with a test not testing for the virus called the PCR test, and suddenly you're put on this COVID protocol, which is going to kill you almost certainly. Certainly if they give you remdesivir. Now, Fauci knew, because the studies had been done, that remdesivir has a very high record of causing multiple organ failure.
Yeah, we know that for sure. David Icke, stay with us on the phone. We'll be right back to take Sherry's phone call and continue our conversation. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Get in the queue. David Icke will be back with us right after the break. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
After the hour, 12 noon Central Time, Friday, March 18, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Believe it or not, Moderna is asking the FDA for a fourth COVID-19 shot. I mean, you talk about, we were on the phone with David Icke, he's still holding with us. We were on the phone with him, and he was talking about remdesivir and what they were doing there. I mean, it's bad enough. Now we're getting the FDA giving Moderna some more money in a fourth shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. And of course, you know, all of this conversation that we've done has sparked a rash of phone calls, David. Sherry in Kansas, you were on the phone with David Icke. What's your question?
Yes, David, it appears that with this recent election here in the United States, that the party in power is intentionally trying to take America down to get us out of the picture. And I'm not so proud of the things that we've done, that now, as far as Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all the things in the past. But, you know, it's like they're intentionally trying to knock us out because, you know, we're about the only country left that really has, the people have guns, you know, and you guys aren't in very good shape either over there, and they're trying to make you serfs again.
Your comment, David.
Oh, yes, this is global. This is has been happening in Britain like it's been happening everywhere else. It's been happening in Canada. But the point you make is very accurate. Biden was specifically brought in to dismantle the United States. And that is what he's doing. You know, when Trump was in power, his natural support base is against all this, right? They're pushing back on it, and so there's a limit to what they could get through when the support base of the sitting president is pushing against it. So the idea was to bring Biden in, supported by this lunatic woke mentality that has no capacity for asking questions, never mind thinking for itself, so that Biden could oversee with no pushback from his own party and his own support base, basically, could oversee the dismantling of America. It was so obvious what was happening or going to happen from the moment he took office. And you've seen this with, like I said earlier, with the attack on energy supplies. But you're seeing it with freedom of speech. You're seeing it with efforts to impose these fake vaccines upon people. And you're absolutely seeing it with the open southern border, where all and sundry can come in. No one knows who the hell they are. And with all the drug cartels, et cetera, that are crossing the border at will now. So this is absolutely a multi-level effort to destroy America. And you have to look at one of the great global centers for this global cult, and it's China. So this is why decisions have been made by successive American administrations, going back to Clinton and before, that have increasingly benefited China at the expense of the United States. You know, Wuhan is one of the, if not the, center for the production of fentanyl, which is coming through the southern border, through the drug cartel, to cause mayhem in American society. This is all part of the dismantling. This is why Soros is funding these district attorneys like Gascon in Los Angeles, who immediately stops prosecuting crime, who starts letting violent people back on the streets. This is all part of this multi-leveled dismantling of American society and the West in general.
All right, Sherry in Kansas, we appreciate your call. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with David Icke. What's your question?
Well, it's more of a statement. My understanding through all this obfuscation with this Ukrainian war garbage going on right now is that I believe it's already gone through the House and is about to go through the Senate, where they're going to do the freaking asset grab on anybody who is considered helping Russia to U.S. citizens. So they're doing the ultimate takeover that they pulled in Canada. Congress is doing it right in front of us right now. Right now.
Well, that fits the story absolutely. They are looking for more and more excuses to take the wealth of the population away, particularly anyone who is not in their in their agenda camp. And so you're going to see more of this. Obviously, they have done this to people in Britain, Russian people in Britain, and you could make a case for those that are close to Putin, maybe, but that's just the excuse. You're absolutely right. It's about expanding this and expanding
money grab.
Yeah, so you're hitting people who are not in any way supporting Putin, but you know, just happen to be, for instance, Russian. And you know, the COVID era has changed the psyche of very large numbers of people. It's made them far more compliant and far more easy to direct. And so you've had this period of 2 years where this woke mentality was told to hate what they call anti-vaxxers, to hate what they call COVID deniers. They've already been told to hate human-caused climate change deniers. And now, seamlessly, you hate Russians or anyone that's saying, well, maybe the official story of the Ukraine invasion is not absolutely everything we need to know. And it's this idea that if you can get the population to hate someone, and ironically, these are the people that talk about being anti-hate, once you've got them, the large numbers of people in a situation where they're hating one particular group, then, as we've seen through history many times, endless times, people will accept things done to that group once they are demonized that they wouldn't otherwise accept and support. And so this is why you have seen in the United States the almost non-existent response by law enforcement and the legal system to the BLM rioters. But you've had this extraordinary, over-the-top tyranny imposed upon the trespassers on January the 6th. It's become because it's about taking those that group of people that are pushing back against your agenda and demonizing them in every way you can. Because once demonized, the rest of the population will accept things that they otherwise wouldn't accept against those people. And this is something we are going to see more and more of, because this cult operates with a mentality which is basically an inversion. It's an inverted consciousness that's driving this. And so whenever they tell you something or say they're doing it for a certain reason, we need to invert what they're saying, reverse it, and then you'll get much closer to the truth. So they've said that the COVID era, all the restrictions were about protecting health, when actually it's been about destroying health. We are doing this because of this, and we're doing that because of that, when actually the opposite is the case. And if you see what they are saying about the pushbackers and the people involved in January the 6th, well, the opposite is the case. And the same with the BLM rioters, the opposite is the case. That was not about protesting against racial disparity. That was about pure looting and rioting and causing mayhem, and again playing a part in dismantling American society.
Yes, Patrice in Ohio, we thank you so much for your call. We appreciate that. 844-769-2944. You still have a few minutes to get on the phone with David Icke. The CDC, by the way, David, has removed tens of thousands of deaths linked to COVID-19, including nearly a quarter of the deaths it had listed in those under 18 years of age, quietly changing all the data on its data tracker website 3 days ago. Data on the deaths were adjusted after resolving a coding logic error. This resulted in decreased death counts all across demographic categories, according to the CDC and the language they're using on the site. I'm not sure I'm buying this. What's your take on it?
Well, the thing is that what I've just said absolutely applies to this subject. You have to invert and reverse everything that they say. When you look at the COVID era, the cases have come from which have gone on the official record, from people testing positive with a test that's not actually testing for an infectious disease. As the creator of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, openly said many times, you have death figures from, quote, COVID that are based, I mean, when the heck has this ever happened, on testing positive with a test not testing for an infectious disease, and if within 28 days of that test that's not testing for it, you die of any other cause, then COVID-19 goes on your death certificate. So all these cases and all these deaths from, quote, COVID are absolutely ridiculous in terms of validity. And now what they have a big problem with now, and a gathering problem, is the deaths from the fake vaccines, which is what this whole thing has been about, basically, is putting the real bioweapon into people via syringes. And if you start to look at the numbers and you look at the excess death numbers in this period that this fake vaccine has been rolled out against previous year averages, it's extraordinary, the numbers that have that have happened of people who've died after having this fake vaccine.
No doubt. There's something else I wanted to bring up, David. Children in China are being diagnosed with leukemia. There was a Li Jun, had a four-year-old daughter who developed a fever and began coughing, which quickly subsided following intravenous therapy at a hospital. But after the second COVID shot she got, the father finally told hospital officials, look, I want her completely tested. And they found out she had leukemia right after getting the second dose of this vaccine. They are deliberately, this whole thing is now convincing me, this entire effort is to depopulate and get as many people out of society as possible.
It is amazing. massive depopulation operation, and those that survive this synthetic genetic material that's in these mRNA vaccines, fake vaccines, is designed to transform the nature of the human body from what you might call human 1.0 to human 2.0, which I've written about at length in the books. And this is why I said earlier, and I've done this video this week, one of the hardest things to get across over all these years has been the scale and the depth of the pure, undiluted evil that we are dealing with. It's an evil that has no capacity for empathy and no capacity for compassion. And if you don't have empathy, which is the fail-safe mechanism, in my view, of human behavior, if you can put yourself in the position of what you're making others experience and feel, then that is a way that you will change your behavior, because you can put yourself in their position. If you do not have that capacity to feel empathy, then there's nothing you can do for which you have an emotional consequence. And that's what we're dealing with. These people are like computer programs, and therefore they can quite happily, in fact, get off on it, see the suffering, the consequences, the death and destruction from their actions, and have no emotional consequence whatsoever. And, you know, these people, I mean, they talked about the Nuremberg trials. My God, how many of those would we need to get the people responsible here at all levels to face their consequences? Because you've got your Fauci's, and in this country, people like Christopher Whitty, the chief medical officer of England, and he's like around the world. And they are quite demonstrably at the front line of all this death and destruction and horror. But what about all the doctors and medical staff who've been putting this stuff into people without often checking? And even if they have checked and maybe don't even have it themselves, they'll still go on doing it. How about the journalists? How about the media operators who've spent 2 years, as they are currently with Ukraine, lying about this? You know, we've got a newspaper group in Britain called Mail Newspapers, and their Sunday newspaper, the Mail on Sunday last week, asked the question as if they are investigative journalists now. Maybe the PCR test was giving us lots of fake cases, and the cases were used to justify the lockdowns and to justify all the restrictions, so maybe they weren't justified because the test was producing cases that weren't cases. And they're trying to present themselves now as, oh, we're looking into this. Well, where were you for 2 years when you were promoting exactly what you say now you're questioning?
No doubt.
With media organizations all over the world. Anyone in the mainstream media who has lied or at best not checked the statements of government, which they've then repeated, is equally responsible for all the deaths that have come from this fake vaccine alone. Because what the media have done and what Silicon Valley have done, and psychopaths like Zuckerberg and those running Twitter and Google and Susan Wojcicki, another psychopath at YouTube, what they've done with their censorship is denied the population the right to informed consent under the Nuremberg Code. Because any other view apart from the official one they've censored, I know that, I was thrown off all of them in the spring of 2020, is censored. So they are denying informed consent to the population. And these people have to face the consequences as well. Zuckerberg is a psychopath. He knows what he's doing. Did you see that internal video that came to light in 2020, where Zuckerberg is saying to his staff in a Zoom call or whatever it was they were using, that, oh, well, I'm not sure about these vaccines. You know, they're new and then no one's ever, you know, it's new technology. It's never been tried before. Well, oh, yeah. And anyone that says that on your platform, you censor. So, you know, you look at your Zuckerbergs and your Wachiskis and this Brin and Page at Google and all these people, and you look at Anthony Fauci, etc., Gates, these people are pure evil because they know what they're doing and they know the consequences for the population of what they're doing. And, you know, there's what, we don't know, do they? Stop counting them. But say 330, 40 million people in America. And how many people are actually controlling that vast number of people? We've got 66 million or so in Britain. How many are controlling them? The numbers are tiny. And we as a population really have to stop cooperating with our own enslavement. You know, we don't have to, you know, be violent. We just have to stop doing what they tell us. Because if we did in enough numbers, it would be unenforceable. Unenforceable.
No doubt. All right, so the book, the new book, let's touch on that for a minute while we have a couple of minutes left here on the show for Friday. What is, give us the title of the new book and where can we get it?
Well, the book is called Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. And that's interesting you should bring that up, given what I've just said, because a renegade mind, as I define it, is not just a questioning mind. It's not just a critically thinking mind. There are lots of people in the last 2 years who have critically thought and seen that they're being lied to, but they've still done what the authorities told them to do. They've still acquiesced. They've still cooperated. A renegade mind will not do that. A renegade mind thinks for itself, questions what it's told, and when it sees that it's being lied to and that those lies are aimed at enslavement of it and its kids, a renegade mind will not cooperate under any circumstances. No way under any circumstances will it cooperate. And it's because of the number disparity between those ultimately imposing this and those having it imposed upon them, that number disparity is absolutely huge, fantastic, enormous. It's only by acquiescence of the population that these few can impose their will upon the rest of us.
No doubt.
So when this
where
started,
can we, where can we get the book?
You can get it through davidicke.com, and it's shipped from within the United States. So, you know, it's not shipped from Britain. So you get it within 24, 48 hours, depending on the postal situation, supply system there now. But like I say, you know, I decided when this started 2 years ago, I wasn't going to cooperate in any way, shape, or form. Not one little smear. And I never have. And now I'm sitting here, not being near a bloody vaccine, fake vaccine. And in the situation currently, I'm subject to no nothing that someone who's had it is not subjected to. In other words, whether you've had it or whether you've not, it's all the same now at this moment. And that's what can happen when you stand your ground and you say, I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And, you know, they've just in Britain a few weeks ago now dropped the mandatory fake vaccine on medical staff just before an enormous number were going to be fired. And that's the point. the number who said in the health professions in Britain, we're not having the fake vaccine, I'm not surprised, given they will have seen its consequences often. That number meant that the impact upon the health situation in Britain would be so enormous if they fired those people that they dropped the mandate. It's in our hands, people. We've got to stop cooperating. And then we'll see where the real power is, and it's obviously not with a handful, it's with the many.
That is true. David Icke, we appreciate your time and your input on all of this, and of course, all of our phone callers. We thank you so much. We are just about out of time here for our show. We will be talking to David Icke again, of course, very soon as the situation or the scenario begins to further unfold. David, you're always a wonderful input, and we appreciate you. Just a couple of other notes that are going to be on your email in blast that you get, which we hope you're subscribing to on thepowerhour.com, and you get the email blast. It comes in your inbox, and when you get it, you'll read the articles that we didn't get a chance to fully cover today, like the almost 1 million egg-laying chickens in Iowa and 2.7 5 million chickens in Wisconsin have to be put down because of the deadly bird flu, the avian influenza, spreading across the U.S. It's been discovered in commercial poultry flocks and backyard flocks in 12 states, including Kansas, Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin. The other story is on the 45 foods from major U.S. retailers that contain high levels of the herbicide glyphosate. This is a controversial weed killer manufactured by Monsanto, been found to cause cancer. And a lot of these people are, and a lot of these products are in items bought from Walmart, Hy-Vee, Target, natural grocers. And Detox Project is looking into products purchased from Whole Foods and Amazon also. Be aware. Read the stories. They're there, folks. We try to get you that information to share and spread the truth and the news that you need to know. In the meantime, this is Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. It has been a wonderful week with you. We will be back again on Monday. Until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. He is Yahweh, great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh, righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.